Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio.
I wonder if Adam Spillane hates the Wave. We'll talk to him. I'm sure he does. Hardo baseball guy.
Yeah, he feels like the hate the Wave. Definitely feels like the hate the Wave demo.
Yeah.
He could be who cares too, though.
Who cares? Nobody cares about the fans.
Yeah. Who cares what the fans do?
I think all the Wave haters should take it a step further. I think if during the game you're getting a hot dog or a beer or you're on the concourse, I mean, you should have to leave the stadium. You're not a true fan. I mean, if we're going to sit here and say what fans that are actually in their seats should be doing, if a pitch is thrown and you're on the concourse, you got to leave. We got to be hardos, man. We got to take the hardo fanhood to the extreme.
I mean, I don't know how extreme that is. We got somebody on the text line from 281 saying, if you want to do the Wave, go to the soccer game. Okay. He is go back to your country sports guy. You want to do the Wave? Leave this baseball game. Go back to where the Wave came from.
All right. Go back to keeping score. That's a true fan.
So much for trying to grow the game. I thought we were trying to grow baseball.
I don't think so.
Oh, we're trying to grow the
Wave,
game.
Man. It's literally just something someone heard and everyone repeats it. It's weird.
Nah, man. We got to have etiquette.
So, defensive back when it comes to the Texans. Are we in a situation where the secondary should be more of a concern than it is? Because I don't know about you. I tend to dabble in a lot of Texans talk. It's the majority of my life. Between this and the stream and all that, I'm hearing a lot about DB. I'm hearing a lot about wide receiver. I'm hearing a little bit about secondary here and there. But it doesn't seem like when needs are addressed that people are concerned about the secondary. Is it a valid lack of concern? Is it a straw man by me? Where do you sit on the need for the Texans to add players in the secondary?
Yeah, so I'm going to just speak for myself here on this. I feel like I've overlooked it, and that's why I even brought it up.
I have too.
Because I feel like I've done the thing of, hey, I do believe that Jimmy Ward is still a good football player if he's healthy, and I'm kind of assuming health. That might be a little tricky given his age and injury history, but I'm doing that for whatever reason. That could be some hope trafficking on my part, so I'm trying to guard against it or at least poke some holes in my thinking there. So I feel like I'm doing that there with Jimmy Ward. Jalen Petrie, we have seen be a good football player at times before. I know he had a down year, but want to think the best of Jalen Petrie. Okay. Jalen Petrie comeback season, all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, in my mind, they're fine at safety. They might not be. You know, like, we had the conversation when all those safeties got released for the cap casualties, right? And all of these all-pro safeties are on the market, and it's like, yo.
Some of them still are.
And some of them still are. The Texans should go get those guys. And I felt that at the time, that feeling has kind of died down a little bit, and I'm not exactly sure why, because nothing's changed. The logic from that time, it still applies, and for whatever reason, I have not kept that same energy. So I'm poking some holes in my thinking here. I feel like I've overlooked safety. Then you go to corner, all right? And I probably like just because everybody hates it so much or is so skeptical of it, and I feel like I've got the
hipster.
I feel like I'm a cornerback hipster with the Texans right now, because I don't hate the Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson signings.
Okay,
like I don't hate them.
Yeah, I don't hate them
for what they are, for what they're going to be asked to do. Do I think that Jeff Okuda, in this post hype, being a top three pick in the draft, life can be Steven Nelson ultimately in his career? I don't see why not.
Yeah.
But should I assume that? Am I taking that for granted? I think so.
This is why I think you and me, and again, I'm not separating myself from you, but I think you, me, and I think if a lot of people are honest with themselves, loopholes, shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. I think that you say what they are, what Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson are. And in a perfect world, they're your number two corner. You're putting them on an island like you did Steven Nelson. You're asking them to lock up the number two receiver. And hopefully they perform as well as Nelson did, although Nelson kind of ran out of gas last year. But it's almost like perhaps your most elite talent is becoming slightly overrated in Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Derek Stingley, when he's on the field, isn't a baller. And there aren't too many corners that I think are capable of performing as well as Derek Stingley when he's on the field. But I think the end was so awesome and so great and so carefree that we've kind of forgotten that in the last 4 years or whatever of Derek Stingley playing football, yes, the last 4 years, he's missed at least over a third of the season with injury. And it almost feels like we've kind of forgotten that. So, yeah, we can sit here and say, and you can sit here and say, well, I like Okuda and Henderson as potentially reviving their careers and becoming solid number two corners. And the other element of this is if the front seven improves and you're pressuring the quarterback, then that can essentially make what you need from the corners a little bit less because they're having to defend receivers as much. But what they are right now, assuming that what's happened the last 4 years, nearly half a decade, and Derek Stingley misses a little bit of time, what they are is not what they're going to be, assuming that things stay the same, because then you're asking Jeff Okuda, okay, we're facing the Miami Dolphins. You go get Tyreek, all right? Jeff, you go get Tyreek. Henderson, Desmond King, which one of y'all wants Jalen Waddle? And that's what you're asking. So that's my concern about the secondary is when Stingley Island's out there, he's got it on lock, but have we kind of just forgotten what the biggest question mark was, and that the fact that that question mark has played out the two seasons we've seen him?
It's not that Derek Stingley is overrated as a football player, but it's more so what the impact of having that guy is if you don't fill in those other positions with adequate players. Like, what does it mean to have a shutdown corner if that's what he is? And if he is healthy, what does that do for you if there are this many question marks at those other three spots? And the reality of it is, three of your four primary, and I know you got nickel corner to throw in there, but you think about the two corner and two safety spots traditionally, it's like, yo, we've got questions about three of the four of them, and then the fourth, the one that we've got the least amount of questions about, has an extensive injury history. So what do you feel comfortable about? What do you feel comfortable about when you sleep at night? Like, are you able to sleep at night knowing that you're an injury away from, and maybe not even just an injury away, even if he's out there healthy, can you rely on these other three players to be out there?
Yeah, that's the concern. That's the interesting thing about it. And meanwhile, wide receiver, you basically have, I mean, you have a guy who performed like a number one receiver last year, coming back, looking to get paid. You have a guy who's performed like a number one wide receiver for a long, long time. And then you have a guy who, hell, he performed like a number one wide receiver before he went down. So at wide receiver, it's a little bit different. It's a matter of making it work. At corner, a little bit different. And I do wonder if, you know, maybe it's a little bit more of a need than perhaps we are anticipating.
And I think it's why it is spots to watch in the draft. You know, safety, corner, these are spots that we might be overlooking. And when we talk about supply and demand, I think there'll be some players available for them in that area. So we definitely should be giving it a little bit more of an eye.
Coming up, Baseball Spo. Let's hear Baseball Spo if he's going to whine about the wave. Let's also ask him about the state of the Astros rotation, what the end game is with Brian Abreu, and really everything you need to know about the Astros. The most informative, educational, enjoyable dose of Astros baseball insight in town with Baseball Spo on the Stros next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.